is it time to prepare for America's growing migrant population to become more violent? Two incidents this week indicate the answer is yes. An apartment complex in Colorado taken over by Venezuelan gang members, while two school buses in San Diego are disrupted by adult males who have no business being in this country. Don't look now, but angry migrants, having reached a critical mass, are starting to flex their muscles against Americans and American cities. First, we had reports about a violent Venezuelan gang taking over an apartment complex with rifles and handguns in Aurora, Colorado. The group of men are shown on video entering the apartment complex in the Denver suburb and breaking into a unit, a clip obtained by KDVR shows. Then, a San Diego, California, school district notified parents earlier this week that two bus routes were disrupted after attempted hijackings by illegal aliens while they were on the way to school this week. These were male adult foreign nationals forcing their way onto a school bus full of children. That could have ended badly were it not for alert bus drivers. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The two school bus incidents occurred on the A and B bus routes for the Jamul Dulzura Union School District in San Diego County. Families were informed by Superintendent Liz Bystedt, who in an emailed notice dated Wednesday, August 28, wrote, "Earlier today I notified transportation families about two recent incidents involving our school buses on Highway 94. Both incidents involved people either trying to stop or board a bus at a bus stop." Here's a report from Fox 5 San Diego. Notice Fox 5 felt the need to interview Pedro Rios, director of the left-wing American Friends Service Committee, who tells us that asylum is a human right. Well, guess what? Here is what he didn't tell us. International asylum protocols require people who are legitimately seeking asylum to do it in the first country they come to after escaping their homeland, where they must prove they have a well-founded fear of persecution based on their political, religious, or ethnic background. That's international law. Not only are these thugs not coming here to escape persecution, but most of them are not coming from neighboring Mexico. They're coming from countries farther away, so they are not legitimate asylum seekers no matter what the Biden administration and its liberal allies like Pedro Rios tell us. Get ready, people, because this is just the beginning of what is coming down on America following Joe Biden's open borders experiment that has allowed anywhere from 10 million to 35 million illegal aliens to enter the U.S. in less than 4 years. Our government has no idea who these people are, or how many of them are dangerous. But I have a feeling we are going to find out soon enough.